This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Ivermectin. Remember when politicians pushed this drug as a new treatment for people who were sick with COVID-19? Well, the FDA and the medical community quickly warned us against its use because it was both ineffective and dangerous. But at the time, there were not great studies looking specifically at ivermectin and COVID-19. This gave rise to conspiracy theories suggesting the FDA wasn't approving the drug ivermectin for COVID because Big Pharma wanted to push their expensive drugs. Well, last week I was working in Honduras, and ivermectin was the treatment that they used for COVID. Why? Well, they told me that it was all they had. But I just got off the phone with a cardiologist here in California who treats his COVID patients with ivermectin. Did it work? I asked. Well, sometimes, he told me. I asked, how do you know it worked? Well, he told me because he saw people get better. But I said, some people just get better on their own without any treatments. Was he sure it was from the drug? He told me that he could just tell it was working. But I reminded him that the purpose of a clinical trial is to answer questions about the effectiveness and safety without relying on our impressions. In a clinical trial, researchers take infected people who have mild symptoms and randomly assign them to either the study drug, in this case that would be ivermectin, a placebo or sugar pill, or another drug that's commonly used. Neither the patients nor the doctors know what drug they're getting. Patients are then followed for weeks, looking at clinical outcomes like hospitalizations. Well, the cardiologist told me that such a study would never happen because big drug companies just wouldn't let it happen. Well, surprise, sir. A large study was just done with 3,500 patients and was published in the New England Journal of Medicine a few weeks ago. And the results? Ivermectin does not work, and it's dangerous. The study was funded by the federal government and a private foundation, not Big Pharma. And as far as I can tell, there were no conflicts of interest. But the drug continues to be used for COVID-19. Conspiracy theorists have called for the New England Journal of Medicine paper to be retracted. Why? Not because of bad science, but because they just don't believe the results. They go on to accuse doctors of actually murdering COVID patients because they are not giving them ivermectin, the dangerous, ineffective drug. So the ivermectin debate isn't really about science at all. It's about politics and ideology of not trusting science. In one study, a majority of people who listened to conservative news sources would recommend ivermectin be given to those infected with COVID. The rates were much lower in those that had other news sources. And prescriptions for ivermectin are highest in red states, where the rates rose almost 1,000% in 2020. So why push for a proven, ineffective drug when there are free vaccines that have been proven to work? Perhaps it is because it's their right, and they don't want anyone telling them their drug doesn't work. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.